Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee Break, a podcast of Riverside County Child Support Services. My name is Nathan Hartel, Deputy Director with the Department, and it is my pleasure to join you today with a hot cup of coffee and to host our season three finale episode. And so we're going to do something a little bit different today, and we're going to take kind of a retrospective look back at this season. We've had nine full episodes, not counting today. And as I look back on it and I consider all the different things that we have covered, I'm amazed at how much ground we've covered, how many great topics we've covered, how many people we've interviewed, and it really has just been an amazing season. And especially when I think about episode one aired February of this year, of 2021, and it got me thinking back to a time when we actually thought in January, February of this year, it felt like we were coming out of COVID. It felt like we were recovering from that, and I think we had some months in the middle there, even leading up to the early part of the summer, where things started to feel a little bit better and a little bit back to normal. Only now here in, you know, in August to have things kind of resurfacing and feeling a little more serious again. But in spite of that, one thing has not changed, and that is the commitment of the Department of Child Support Services in Riverside County, as well as all the various community partners that we have spoke to during this season, all of our collective commitments to continue serving the public and to continue serving our customers. So, you know, as I think back, a theme certainly has been intersections. It has been, where do the services provided by child support intersect then with the needs of our customers, and how can we help them by increasing awareness of those services and pointing them to those partners who can best help them. So we've done all of this in the spirit of really trying to foster self-sufficiency for the families that we serve and doing our part to encourage and help them and give them resources. We've done a lot of interviews this season. You know, we had a bit of a departure from season one and season two, where we had a co-host. And we kind of took off in season three, doing things a little bit differently. And looking back on it, it's great to see all the different people that we've been able to interact with and talk with. And this all started with CAP, Community Action Partnership, one of our closest, in mindset and values, but also in proximity to our Riverside County office on Iowa Avenue. For Child Support Services, directly across the street is Community Action Partnership, and it was great to speak with CAP. They explained that they are, you know, kind of a one-stop shop, and I can remember specifically being blown away by all of the services that they provide. And one of the things that really sticks in my mind is the asset building program for savings for a down payment for a house, for opening a new business. And this was something that, you know, I had no idea about, and I've heard so many people, even after the podcast episode aired, talking to me about, wow, I didn't know they did that. I've had people tell me that they have been able to take advantage of that program and take their money that they put into savings and have this asset building program from CAP, add to it as well. And so they've been able to accomplish some great things. I remember also the VITA tax preparation services that they offer for free. So it's just a great, great resource in Community Action Partnership. We moved on from there to the next month in March, and we had a little bit of an espresso shot episode where we were excited to announce to our listeners that our webpage at rivcodcss.com had been updated, and it still is updated, with a web page that includes career and job resources. And so it's been great to be able to look at that. And I was going through it again today, and I was just looking at the endless list of resources that are on there, including internship opportunities, GED opportunities, job openings. So head over to rivcodcss.com. You can click on the big resources button, or you can search in the tab, and you can even write in more specifically job and career resources, and you can have all of this information that pops up for you to look at. We moved on in season three here in April to interview First Five of Riverside County, and that was a great interview. We spent a lot of time talking to them about the importance of enhanced partnerships to provide services not only for kids, you know, from 0 to 5, but now they provide services for those over age 5 as well, including adults. They have the family resource centers where you can provide provide assistance for customers with daycare help, mental health counseling, legal services, parenting classes. They have youth programs. I remember, commenting in that episode about their website, about the First Five website. And I was impressed that they had this big banner that talked about helping children receive the best possible start in their life. And I love that. I still do. I thought it was great. Direct connection to what we do here at Child Support Services, and really wanting to make sure that the work that we do is helping to come alongside families so that children can receive the support that they need. So that was a great, great interview. And as we recount these things, you know, my hope is that our listeners today, as we move through this pretty quickly, would remember that and think, you know what, I want to go back and listen to that again, because I want to pull out that nugget of information, that website, that resource, that information that was discussed, and go back and take advantage of that again. We moved on and we interviewed DPSS, the Department of Public Social Services, and they went through a whole bunch of information related to self-sufficiency programs, including their CalWORKs and their Welfare to Work programs. And I think one of the best things that came out of that episode was being able to share with our listeners that if you are a child support customer and you have an open child support case, that does not mean that you are excluded from being able to apply for and possibly receive some of the DPSS benefits that they offer, and vice versa is the same. So if you have applied for SNAP, if you have applied for Medi-Cal, you're getting those kinds of benefits, that does not mean that you cannot also come on over to Child Support Services and ask for us to help establish a court order for child support for you. So we are partners with DPSS in the sense that this is a great example of that intersection of the needs that our customers have. And so we moved on then to our episode 5 in this season, and we got kind of back to what we started doing in season 1 and 2, which was really talking about the practical aspect of the child support program and how things work. And we spent time talking about custody, visitation, and timeshare. And we interviewed one of our very own child support attorneys who works with us. We spent some time talking a lot about how visitation, custody, timeshare, we started with what do those terms really mean, but then how do they impact a child support obligation? We spent some time talking about stipulations and about how, you know, what happens in day-to-day practical life with families is not always what is stated in a custody or a visitation order. And when that's not the case, how does that impact child support? If you're going through a modification, for example, of your child support order, and you have a custody visitation order that says one thing, but what is really being practiced in day-to-day life is something completely different. We went through all of that information. So if you're in the process of modifying your child support order and you have some of these circumstances that are part of your life right now, I'd encourage you to go back and check out episode 5 of season 3. I think you'll find a lot of good information there to help you. We moved on then for episode 6 with a really great interview with Sahar Andrade. And this was our diversity, unconscious bias, and inclusion episode, where we really just owned the fact that as public servants, you know, it is our values and our mission that demand that we talk about and address how we treat our customers. We talked about bias being on the side of employees, of customers, the importance of those topics, and really just kind of grappling with the way we treat and respect each other. Great, great stuff, and encourage you to go back and listen to that. We moved on in episode 7 with another great interview, this time with County Supervisor Chuck Washington. And I certainly have enjoyed every single episode we have done. I will say I think interviewing Chuck Washington was one of the highlights of this season. I think it's really beneficial for our customers and our listeners to understand better what his role is as a county supervisor, what he does, why he does it. And man, if anything came out clear in that episode, it was his passion for public service. We also got to talk about some really exciting new things that were going on in the county at the time. He was getting ready to launch the new French Valley Library. They have since had their grand opening, and I know it's going really well there. There's also a brand new library in the city of Menifee and in Desert Hot Springs. So we talked a lot about the importance of the parts of the community that, you know, that he is just so passionate about. Talked a lot about the importance of broadband and the access to internet in the community and in the county, which is really important, especially in the time of COVID when so many services have become virtual only, or at least that's an option. So if you want to hear some really interesting things and exciting things and kind of get to know Supervisor Chuck Washington a little bit better, I'd encourage you to check out episode 7. We moved on then to episode 8, Riverside County Office of Education, and we highlighted their Literacy by Fifth Grade initiative and learning to read by fifth grade and then reading to learn as you continue in your education as a child beyond fifth grade. And We interviewed Dr. Molly McCabe, and she provided all sorts of exciting and just passion-filled information about how to get your kids. This was kind of our summer episode saying, you've got your kids at home, they're gearing up for the next school year. What can you do, you know, as parents to really encourage and get them excited about reading? So that was a great, fun episode to do that. And then our most recent episode was in August, about Child Support Awareness Month. And our focus was not in highlighting the great work that Child Support Services does. Our focus was on highlighting the importance of the services that we provide, because it really is about the parents, it's about the families, and it's about what we can do to help come alongside and support them. So, you know, when I think back on that, that's nine, you know, just really great episodes filled with wonderful information for our listeners. I'd encourage you to go back and take a listen to those if there was one in particular that stood out to you. And I want to encourage you all to stand by and get ready for season four, which will be launching in the fall of this year, just a short time away. So we look forward to talking to you again. And as always, when I look at my coffee cup here, it is getting to the end. It was a small cup today for an espresso-sized episode, but it's been my pleasure to host this season of the podcast with you, and I will look forward to talking to you again in season four.